Then, as I was once speaking to one of his Talmidim, and at that moment he overheard someone davening Maariv. Maariv, we have the paragraph Hashkivenu, Hashkivenu, after God Yisrael. It's a very warm type of tefillah, very intensive type of tefillah. Whereas you can have a lot of kavana in that paragraph. There's one passage, Sakninu bi'etza teva milfanecha. We daven Hashem, give us the correct guidance. Give us the good advice how to serve you. Then as I heard this person davening, and he heard him flying over these words without even thinking what he was saying, then as I said to this Talmud, you see how this person who just davened flew over those words? He skipped over them. That's an error. Bad mistake, because those specific words, a person should pause, stop, and say the special kavana, a deep kavana from the depth of his heart, because that's one of the most precious tefillos that exist. A person has to plead with Hashem. Thank you very much from Hashem. Hashem should give this person the schus of giving him the correct etzah, the true advice, to know how to conduct himself. Person wants to go into Avodas Hashem, naturally, that's the most important thing of all, to have proper advice. So a person can sometimes do things that are wrong. First thing, he might want to do good. He doesn't know what the halacha is, what the din is, what steps to take. He might do wrong. Secondly, a person might overdo. A person is so anxious, over-anxious to become really good, to serve Hashem, he might overdo certain things. He would spend more time on something and sacrifice a major item, not knowing which is important. So a person needs advice, clear advice on what to do. In this case, especially, best thing is to tap into Hashem. Hashem, guide me, put me on the right path in order to be able to serve you properly. Again, Abinadel said that his favorite method serving Hashem was that every morning he would get up. He would say, Hashem, I have a day before me which to serve you. I don't know. There are things that are questionable. And therefore, those that are questionable, I leave to you, Hashem. I have many problems. I'm not going to worry about them because I have faith in you that you will guide me properly. I give you all these problems. For example, a person could have health problems, chas v'shalom, or he could have monetary problems. These things could bother him so that he couldn't daven with kavana. He couldn't sit down to learn because he can't concentrate. He's worried about his finances. So the person says in the morning, Hashem, I have all these problems. There are a lot of them. They're very bothersome. They're nuisances. They don't let me serve you properly. So therefore, Hashem, I give you all my problems. I donate them to you. And now they're all yours to take care of. I have faith that you will do it properly. Now my mind is clear. I'm now going to daven and learn and serve you with a clear mind, especially on Shabbos. Shabbos Kiddush, there are so many problems because the Shabbos dinim is so complex. A person would know how many dinim there are. For example, in eating, he'd be afraid to touch his plate. You have a plate with vegetables and meat, then you've got to start picking out one. You might make the wrong move, and right there's a halacha of Shabbos broken. Ilchas Isin Beder, or different types of isurim that could come about in preparation of food. So therefore, this could worry a person sick, chas v'shalom. So he said, I hereby give all of my problems to you. In other words, you must prepare yourself as well as possible. Learn the halachas well. Do as well as he can. But to worry about it further, he said, I give you all my problems, Hashem. I have faith in you that you will guide me right. Everything will go perfectly. Therefore, I can now enjoy a very happy Shabbos. This is extraordinary advice that a person should take to heart. It's a very healthy advice, a very healthy solution to a lot of problems that could be removed by this simple device. We should be zochet to have that kind of emunah, that kind of desire to serve Hashem, and then we can understand why Rabbi Elazar stressed this passage so strongly. Whenever saying Hashkirena to was there, if even for a second, stress those words, Hashem, give me the tikkun of your good advice and guidance to be able to serve you.